Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke, chapters 1 to 3. God will use unlikely people who totally surrender to His will. We read in Luke chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 like this. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests, the word of God came to John the son of Zechariah in the wilderness. And he went into all the regions around Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. The ministry of John the Baptist was an integral part of the historical hinge between two major eras of history, the old age of the law and the new age of Jesus' ministry. Luke puts a particular emphasis on the inclusion of Gentiles in God's plan of redemption. In fact, Luke writes explicitly with the purpose of introducing the gospel for the whole humankind and not just for the Jews. The ministry of John the Baptist as an Old Testament prophet is linked to Isaiah chapter 40 verses 3 to 5, which points him to the herald of the Messiah. John the Baptist began his ministry probably about 27 to 29 AD, and Luke chronicles his ministry from a historical context when he mentions seven prominent leaders who exercised control over the Jewish society during those days. Thus, these likely people that we would naturally expect God to use as his communication channel include one emperor, one governor, three tetrarchs, and two high priests. These political and religious rulers were, however, ruthless, who simply held the nation of Israel in subjugation. Though these were great men in the world's estimation, they were wicked, unscrupulous men in the eyes of God. Therefore, when God wanted to speak to his people, he bypassed the palace and the synagogue, and he sent his message directly to John, the son of the priest Zacharias, who was being prepared for this very purpose. And we read like this, "So the child, John, grew and became strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel." John the Baptist was privileged to prepare the nation for the Messiah and then present him to them, just as it was prophesied by Malachi. John's ministry, foretold by the prophet Isaiah, was in the wilderness, a barren area between the hill country and Jordan. He preached against sin, told the people to repent, and gave specific instructions to his converts on how to put their faith into practice. The lesson to be learned is that God will use unlikely people who totally surrender to his will. God's message did not come to any of the great leaders of that day. It came to John the Baptist, the last and the greatest of God's prophets. John was an unlikely recipient of being God's spokesman, since normally he should have grown up in Jerusalem and trained himself to become a priest, just like his father Zacharias. However, since he was totally surrendered to doing God's will, growing up in the wilderness, he became great in the sight of the Lord, as he turned many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. Can we also totally surrender ourselves to doing God's will in our lives today?